听说我太高了。
I heard that I'm a little bit too tall.
打投影的时候就会打在我的头上。So
you would see my head as a shadow there.
我不知道怎么办。I
don't know what to do.
可能我需要帮忙。这个remote control不work。Yeah,
just need to focus on the. 可以 work 就是他刚才没有 focus。
OK， 好，谢谢。我们在一起看主话的时候，可不可以还是有一点简短的祷告
？Before we look at the words and let's have a brief prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
仍然给我们有生命气息，能够来敬拜你，能够来跟随你。
You give us life and breath so we can worship you and follow you.
你说当趁着耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
You said that as we still have opportunity, we can seek you and believe in you.
我们感谢你天天给我们机会背起我们的十字架来跟从主。
We thank you for the opportunity to carry our cross daily to follow you.
主啊，我们实在需要你爱的吸引。
Lord, we need to be attracted by your love.
我们也需要你常常做工在我们的身上。
To continue to work on our lives so that we can become a gentle person.
主上，我们早上我们再把主自己的话语交在你的手中，愿你的话向我们发亮。We
lift up these words into your hands so that you can shine upon these words upon us.
让我们有耳可听，也让我们能够跟随。So
that we have ears, we can hear and follow.
主啊，怜悯我们，不让我们停在文士法利赛人的光景的里面。
And have mercy on us so that we do not ponder on just like the Pharisee and the Sadducee and just know your words only.
主让我们能像门徒一样，我们看见了主，听见了他的呼召，我们就愿意撇下一切来跟从主。
That we will be like the disciples that will put aside everything and to follow you.
主我们把讲的、把听的、把翻译的都交在主的手里面。 我们需要主你自己的膏油，好让你的话进到我们心的深处。
We lift up the speaking, the listener, the translator, and we lift up these words so that you can speak to us.
但愿你自己在这里能向我们说话，让我们这个早上不白白的坐在这里，我们仰望你，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
May you speak to us this morning that we look to you. Hear our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们复习一下前两次的交通。
I want to review the sharing that I have in the past two times.
我们第二个主日最近都在交通到与基督同钉十字架。
In the second Sunday, we've been talking about to be nailed on the cross with our Lord.
那十字架是基督徒常常说到的。
The cross is something we talk about a lot as Christians.
但是我们是不是知道十字架的意义？
But do we truly know the meaning of the cross?
有一次我跟以琳、波阿斯他们在做他们每一天有一个功课，他们在学神的性情。
And one time I was doing the homework that we do daily with Elaine and Boaz about knowing the word of God.
我知道那一阵他们在学习神的三个属性，无所不知、无所不能、无所不在。
And at that time we were talking about the three characteristics of Christ, that he is omnipresent and that know all things and be at all place.
Yeah. 就是说英文就是 omniscient, omnipotent 跟 omnipresent.
Okay. 就是无所不在、无所不知、无所不能。
那我心里知道他们一定不懂得，所以我就问他们昨天你们学的什么，他们就跟我讲说是 omnipresent.
I know that they would not understand what they learned, so I asked, "What did you learn yesterday?" And they just said that 所有的礼物 omnipresent.
无所不在。
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't know you were just joking about it.
然后。 你没有猜得很快哈，他已经讲到我下面要讲。那我心里想，哎，已经不错，他们至少学到了这个名词。So
I thought it was good they already learned this particular word.
然后我就问他们什么叫 omnipresent。
So I was saying that, what do you mean by omnipresent?
然后他们就不知道，那我就跟他们解释，我说 omni 就是 all， 就是全部的意思。
So I explained to them omni means is all.
然后 present， 哎呀，我发现 present 又很难跟他们解释，我就跟他们打个比方，我说今天如果你去学校课堂里面，如果你在的话，我们就说 you are present， 你就在那里。如果你不在呢，我们就说你是 absent， 你就不在那里。
So the present is very hard to explain. So I use the analogy that when you are at school, if you're there, you said you are present. But if you're not there, you say you're absent.
然后我问以琳，我说现在你懂什么叫 omnipresent 了吗？
So I asked Yilin, do you now understand what you mean by omnipresent?
Yeah, 他说所有的同学都在了，那就叫 omnipresent.
He said if all the students are there, then it's omnipresent.
那我就想很多时候我们其实 apply 在所有的事情上，我们的工作也好，我们的生活也好，人的哲理也好，那神的话更是如此。因为许多时候属灵的事是隐藏的，那我们抓住了那个名词，但是我们很多时候并不知道其中的意思。
I think it's good that we know that sometimes it's if regardless at work or at school, but we hold on to the word, but then we do not really understand the meaning of it yet.
那说到十字架更是如此，我们要常常，我想我自己劝勉我自己说，当我们在说到十字架圣灵的时候，我们要常常警醒，不是只是说到名词，我们里面要是有内容的，不能是空的。
Especially when we talk about the cross, we know the word the cross, but it needs to have content. We cannot just know the words only.
那从真理上来说，十字架有两面，一面是我们知道基督替我们钉在十字架上。
And about as far as the biblical study, that the cross have two meanings. The one side is that Christ died on the cross for us.
但是另一面，像加拉太二章二十节说，基督也同我们钉在十字架上。
But on the other side, it's like in Galatians, it said that I have been crucified with Christ also.
他替我们钉在十字架上，所以他所流的血有功效，所有我们犯过的罪，他可以遮盖。
He had died on the cross for us, so the blood shed for us will be effective and can cleanse our sin.
那我们说到神是全能的，但是有许多事情是神不能做的。
We said that God is omnipotent, but then there are things that God cannot do.
神不能够透过他儿子的血看见我们的罪。
God cannot see our sin through the blood of Christ.
那这不是神能力的问题，这是神的法则的问题。
It's not concerning his power, but about his law.
神定下了真理，定下了法则，他就不违背他的法则。
God has set the truth and the rule, and he will not go against his own law.
但是另一面，当我们接受主宝血的洁净以后，是不是我们仍然是原来那一个人呢？
But on the other side, after we receive the blood of Christ, are we still the same person?
圣经的真理告诉我们，不是。
And the two have told us that it's not.
这里我们说到有三层，第一层旧人，保罗说知道我们的旧人已经同他钉十字架。
So there are three layers here. The first one is the old man, and Paul said that the old self had been crucified with Christ.
那这个旧人是客观的，就是指着那一个亚当。那用今天的我们翻成今天的话，可以说在我们里面有一个基因。
The old man is objective that we can see, and using today's word, that is, there's this genetic
DNA.
DNA, okay.
那在我们里面有一个犯罪的基因，这个基因是从人类的始祖亚当而来。
And we have this DNA of sinning, and it's come from the man Adam.
所以我们犯许多我们不得已的罪，我们也犯许多我们故意犯的罪。
And we have sinned many things we purposely do, and then we have sinned with things that we don't want to do.
圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible said all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
但是感谢神，当我们信主、接受基督十字架的时候，十字架的救恩的时候，那保罗说，知道我们的旧人与他同钉十字架。
But once we know the salvation, that Paul said that our old man had been crucified with Christ.
那这个客观的事实 也在我们主观的经历里面可以经历它。
And we can experience this subjectively with this objective truth.
所以在主观的方面，我们就会经历到肉体。那这个肉体，个人的肉体不同。
And we can experience the flesh in our subjective, in our subjectively, but then it's different for everybody.
你不知道我的肉体是什么，我可能也不知道你的肉体是什么。
I don't think you know what my flesh is, and I wouldn't know what your flesh will be.
但是确定的就是，在我们每个人里面都有很可怕的肉体。
And I'm pretty sure that each one of us has a very terrifying flesh in us.
今天神不是留下我们不管我们，神在我们肉体身上给我们一条蒙拯救的路。
God has not just forsaken us today, but He has set up a path of salvation for us.
所以这里有第二节，我们一起来念好不好？凡凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。那肉体要发作的时候怎么办
？So when the flesh come out, what do we want to do？
我们没有办法用自己的力量去克制它，你我胜不过的。
We cannot use our own effort to overcome it. We cannot have victory over it.
所以我们信主是借着基督而得救。我们一生都是靠着耶稣基督而得救。
We believe because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even our life is because of Him.
所以如果当夫妻吵架的时候，最好解决的方法是我们都来到神的面前。
So when husband and wife have argument, the best method is come to the Lord.
很奇怪，我们越讲理，我们里面越空。但是一起来到主面前祷告的时候，主就把我们的肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲定在十字架上。
We can be reasoning ourselves, but it become empty in our own. But then, when we come to the Lord, and He will shine upon us.
所以圣经说，凡属基督耶稣的人，这个属不是说我曾经属过，而是今天我们仍然在基督的里面。若是这样的时候，我们就会经历到十字架把肉体的同定。
So that Jesus said, if we belong to Christ, and it's not a one-time thing, it's a continual process of belonging to Christ, so that we can be in with Him.
那十字架还不停在这里，这还是很消极的，只是叫我们不犯罪，只是叫我们不生气，只是叫我们好像不发作。
And the cross will not pause here. That will tell us not to sin and not to have the sin come out of us.
主耶稣救赎我们的目的。
The reason our Lord saved us.
一面是要我们来敬拜他，一面是要我们来传扬他。
For one is to worship Him, for the other is to preach about Him.
所以在我们每一个人身上，神有一个，神要用我们，神要使用我们。
So in each one of us in our lives that God wants to use us.
这个是积极的。
And this is positive.
那神要怎么样使用我们，这也和十字架发生关系。
So how does God want to use us, and what is the house related to the cross?
这就是第三面说到魂生命的关，魂生命的这一面。
And this is the third layer that where we talk about the life of the soul.
那说实话，我很犹豫要交通这一点。
And honestly, I hesitate to talk about this.
因为我觉得我自己的经历不多。
Because I don't think I have enough experience.
所以今天我想我还不敢交通到第三点。
So today I don't want to talk about the third point.
我觉得中间可能还至少在我经历上还缺一块，就是我们先要讲到己的这个消极的这一面。
So to me, I seems I lacking something. So I need to focus on the self, the passive side.
那说到我们魂里的生命，里面有消极的，里面也有中性的。
So when we talk about the life of our soul, there's the passive side and there's the neutral one.
我想这个具体不去说它好，可能越说越糊涂。那反正我就是提一下就好了。
And I don't want to talk about details because we'll be confusing. I'll just kind of mention it briefly.
那今天我想重点就是说到这一个己。
But the focus today is I want to talk about the self.
那我不晓得大家如果感恩节来聚会的话，你记得常见弟兄跟我们讲，今天在中国的年轻人他们有一个座右铭。
And I don't know if you remember when 常健 came to speak on Thanksgiving Day that the young people in China they have this particular motto.
大家记得是什么吗
？Do you remember what it is？
他们高举着手要他 他们要做什么，问他们人生的目的，他们要做什么。
They raise their hand, they ask a question, they ask about what is the meaning of their life, what do they want to do?
他说他们要实现自己，要突出自己，要一切为着自己。
They want to realize themselves, is, go beyond themselves and, to accomplish that.
这就是这个世界的灵。
This is the spirit of the world.
那古老的，中国古老的里面有一个故事，我不知道是真是假。
There's a very ancient Chinese story. I don't know if it's true or not.
他说有一个差役，他押解一个和尚。
And there is this officer. He was taking this monk.
但是这个差役呢非常糊涂，所以在路上他总每次醒过来总是要点。他说这是行李，然后这是和尚，这是我。
And this officer is sometimes confusing. Every time he got up in the morning, this is the luggage, and this is the monk, this is me.
那有一天，那个和尚醒过来，不知道怎么样就逃走了。
And one day, when he woke up, the monk had escaped.
但是和尚在逃之前呢，他趁着这个差役睡熟了，他就把他的头，把这个差役的头发都剃掉，然后他才逃掉。
And before he ran away, he kind of shaved all the hair off from the officer, and then he went away.
那差役醒过来以后，他又数了，他说这是行李。哎，他说和尚，和尚在哪里
？So the officer woke up said, "Here's the luggage." Oh, where's the monk?
他就抓了抓头，他发现自己头是光的。他说，哎，和尚在这里，那我在哪里呢
？So he's scratching his head. Oh, okay, here's the monk. So where's me?
那虽然这是一个笑话。但是我想他的这个问题却是一个真实的问题
though,
我在哪里呢
Even though this is a joke but the question he asks is very real Where is me?
那圣经里有一个故事告诉我们大卫王当他在后来他做了王以后他就犯了罪他占了别人的妻子他也杀了那个妻子的丈夫
So in the Bible there's a story that the King David He has sinned. He has taken somebody else's wife as his own wife and killed the husband.
然后神就差遣先知拿单去找大卫。
So God sent the prophets and come to Nathan to talk to David.
拿单就跟大卫讲了一个故事。
And Nathan told David a story.
他说从前有一个很富的人家，他家里牛群羊群许许多多，但是另外有一个穷人。他只有一只小羊羔。
He said there was a rich man. He had many cattle and sheep. But then there's also this poor man. He only have a little lamb.
那这只羊羔他非常疼爱，跟他一起吃一起睡，当他像女儿一样。
So he loves this little lamb a lot. And he eat with the lamb and sleep with the lamb, just like it's one of his daughter.
有一天，这个富户人家里来了客人。
So one day the rich man have guests coming.
这个富人就要。请客 杀羊请客结果他舍不得拿自己羊群里的羊他就去把那个穷人的羊拿来就把他杀了来请客
So the rich man needs to have a banquet and needs to kill a lamb and he didn't want to use any of his own lamb so he took the lamb from the poor man kill it and have the banquet
大卫王听了这个故事的时候他就大怒他说怎么有这样的人
So when David heard this story He's very angry. He said, "How can there be such a person?"
他说，这样的人应当，我发誓，他一定要还四倍的债。
He said, "I swear that this kind of person have to pay back four times."
大家记得拿单跟他说，跟大卫怎么说
？Do you remember what Nathan told David?
大家记得那句话吗
？Do you remember that phrase?
你就是那人。
He said, "You are that man."
你就是那人。
You are that man.
很多时候我们不认识我们自己。
Many times we do not recognize ourselves.
大卫王不认识他自己。
King David did not recognize himself.
什么时候我们能认识自己
？Anytime we can recognize ourselves.
当神的话语来的时候
，When the word of God came,
我们才能真正认识我们自己。
Then we can truly know ourselves.
所以我想今天，我就跟大家讲三个故事，三个图画。
So today I just want to paint three pictures before you.
那从这个里面，我们可以一面从真理上来认识这个己的来历。
So from the truth, we can understand where the self is coming from.
那从经历上，我们来看怎么样走舍己的道路。
And from experience, how we can walk through this path of denying ourselves.
我们念一段圣经好不好？
We can read a passage.
中文英文可以一起念。
We can read it together.
一起来。我要升到天上，
heaven,
我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上。我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
Like、
大家知道 这段圣经是哪里出来的？
Do you know where this passage is coming from?
我听见有人说以西结，有人说以赛亚。
Some say Ezekiel, some say Isaiah.
这是以赛亚十四章。
From Isaiah,
我们把 头上一节跟后面一节念一下。
We'll read the beginning and the end also.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你心里曾说，然而你必堕落阴间，到坑中极深之处。有人说到以西结，那
some people said it's Ezekiel.
有一个常问的问题，特别我们刚刚开始接触圣经的时候，我们会问一个问题，就是魔鬼从哪里来的？
So a question that we often ask, especially when we start first studying the Bible, where does Satan come from?
那在圣经里有两个地方是相当清楚告诉我们魔鬼的来历。
There are two places that's recorded that where Satan is coming from.
这是一处。
This is
以赛亚十四章。
Isaiah 14.
第二处就是刚才有的弟兄姊妹讲的以西结二十八章。
The other place that brothers and sisters talk about is in Ezekiel chapter 8.
那这个很好记，一个是十四，一个是二十八。
And one is 14, one is 28.
等会儿也许我们会翻一下以西结二十八章。那魔鬼是从哪里来的？神有没有造魔鬼
？So where does Satan come from? Did God create Satan?
那这里就给我们一个答案。
Here it gives us an answer.
这里说明亮之星，早晨之子。
Here it said the morning star and the sun of the dawn.
那谁是这个明亮之星？谁是这个早晨之子
？So who is this morning star? Who is the son of the dawn?
英文把这一个明亮之星，其实没有星，就是 bright， 那个字就是 bright。
In English,
英文把它翻成 Lucifer。
In English, sometimes it will be translated as bright without the star and as Lucifer.
所以我们有时候说 Archangel Lucifer， 天使长 Lucifer， 就是指的这一节所说的。
So many times when you see that Archangel Lucifer is pointing to this verse.
那简单的说，天使神没有造魔鬼，神造了天使。
So briefly saying that God did not create Satan, but God created the angel.
那天使有没有身体？
So does the angel have body?
天使有没有身体？
Do angels have body?
那圣经告诉我们，天使是服役的。灵，天使是灵。
And the Bible tells that the angel is the servant, the spirit of servant.
所以神是先造了天使，才造了大地。
So God first created angels before He created earth.
所以约伯记二十八章，约伯记三十八章告诉我们，当神安放大地根基的时候，晨星一同歌唱。神的众子也都欢呼。
So in Job 38, it said that
God set the foundation.
God set the foundation before the stars. Okay.
对，就是晨星歌唱。
Before she says, first 三十八，三十八章第七节。
长。
Okay.
你说哪一节？三十八章第七节。
Okay, chapter 38, verse 7.While the morning star sang together and all the angels shouted with joy.
那在旧约里面，神的众子这个字，那因为刚我查到这个是我以前不知道，所以我想我讲一下，神的众子这个字在旧约里面有不同的地方，但是其中有一个这个 Elohim 就是创造的神，神的众子在圣经里面旧约里面只有六个地方。
And when the Bible talks about the different sons of God, and but then there's this place that talks about Elohim, about the son, it has six places in the Bible.
那头两个就是创世纪第六章，这就解答了我心里一直的一个问题，就是创世纪第六章的那个神的儿子是指着什么来说？
In the beginning, it's in Genesis chapter 6, and give me answers. It's what it's talking about referring to the sons.
另外的地方呢，就在约伯记。
The other place is in Job.
约伯记告诉我们，当神的众子势力在神面前的时候，撒旦就在中间来往。
And when the sons of God was worshiping before the Lord, the Satan will be around them.
所以我们知道，那一个神的众子是指着天使来说的。
So when we talk about that sons, it's talking about the angels.
所以约伯记三十八章又告诉我们，诚心一同歌唱，神的众子也都欢呼，这都是指着天使来说的。
So in Job 38, when you talk about the morning star sang together and the angel shouted for joy, it's talking about the sun.
为什么用心来说到天使呢？因为心是因为天使是属灵的，是灵体。
Why do we use the star to describe the angels? Because it's spiritual, it's not physical.
所以它跟属地的相对是这个 heavenly being, spiritual being. 所以神就说诚心说到神的众子。
So this is relative to what's on the earth, and so when you talk about the stars, it's talk about the sun.
那在这众天使当中，有一位是最最明亮的。
And among the angels, this one is the brightest.
那就是这里所说的明亮之星，早晨之子啊。
And it's what he is talking about is the morning star and the sun of dawn.
那我们为了再清楚一点，我们翻译一下以西结二十八章，好不好？
So to make it clear, let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 28.
Ezekiel 28.
Ezekiel chapter 28.
12 节.
Verse 12.
到十七节
to verse 17
我想就我跟我就我跟你没有念好了
OK
十二节后半节哈，主耶和华如此说，你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。
This is what the Sovereign Lord says. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
你曾在伊甸神的园中佩戴各样宝石，就是红宝石、红碧玺、金刚石、水苍玉。我想这个我们就跳过去。
You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you, and this listed all these stones here.
十四节，你是那瘦高遮掩约柜的基路伯，我将你安置在神的圣山上，你在发光如火的宝石中间往来。
Verse 14, you were anointed as a guardian cherub, for so I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walk among the fiery stones.
你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间又查出不义。
You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till wickedness was found in you.
因你贸易很多，就被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪，所以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的山驱逐你。遮掩约柜的基路伯啊，我已将你从发光如火的宝石中除灭。
Through your widespread trade, you were filled with violence, and you sinned. So I drove you in disgrace from the mount of God, and I expelled you, O guardian cherub, from among the fiery stones.
你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地，使你倒在君王面前，好叫他们目睹眼见。
Your heart become proud on account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth. I make a spectacle of you before kings.
所以这里说，你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧。
He said that you become proud because of your beauty. You corrupted because of your wisdom.
所以回到我们这里以赛亚的这一章。
So if we come back to this passage from Isaiah,
我们注意到这里有五个什么
？We can see that there's five some of something. What was that?
我要。
I will.
我要五个我要。
I will five of them.
这是那位美丽天使长的五个我要。
And this is the five I will spoken by that beauty.
他要什么呢？简单的说，他要与至高的神同等。
He wants to be the same as the Most High God.
那这里面我们可以学一点功课哈，就是堕落的起源是因着这个己的出来，己的败坏。
We can learn a lesson here. The source of our fall is because of that self.
所以爱自己，思想自己，专顾自己，这是罪的根源。
So loving ourselves and pondering on ourselves, and that will be the source of sin.
不但在人是这样，在宇宙中罪的起源就是从己开始的。
Not only in happen in man, but in the beginning of universe, all these is the source.
那这位天使长，他虽然聪明，他虽然美丽，但是他不懂得神的这个权柄，神的宝座。
This archangel, even though he's beautiful and he has wisdom, but then he does not know the work of God.
他以为宝座就是位置的问题。
And he thought the throne is a position.
但是神的权柄，神之所以坐在那个位上，
But the authority of God, the reason why God is seated there,
根本的说是因为神的生命，
It's because of the life of God.
因为他是满了生命的那一位，所以他坐在宝座上面。
Because he's full of life, that's why he's seated over there.
所以圣经说神是父。
So the Bible said that God is the Father.
他是万灵之父。
He's the Father of all spirit.
因为他充满了生命。
Because he's filled with life.
他是公义的神，他是慈爱的神，他是信实的神。
He's the righteous God, he is the loving God, and he is a faithful God.
所以他坐在宇宙的那一个宝座上。
So he's seated on the throne of the universe.
但是撒旦他以为，这个天使长，他以为那个位置就是那一只位置。所以他说我也要坐在那个位置上面。
So Satan, the archangel, thought that that throne is a position. He said, I want to sit on that throne too.
结果他因美丽而骄傲，因荣光而败坏。
So he become proud because of his beauty and become corrupted because of his wisdom.
约翰告诉我们神是光。
And John told us that God is light.
但是魔鬼从起初就犯罪。
But Satan had been sinning from the beginning.
约翰告诉我们神就是爱。
And John tells us God is love.
但是魔鬼从起初就杀人。
But Satan killed from the beginning.
约翰告诉我们圣灵就是真理。
And John tells us that the Holy Spirit is truth.
但是魔鬼本来就是说谎的。
But Satan spoke of lie in the beginning.
下面还有一句，也是说谎之人的父。
And one more phrase is the father of all lies.
所以不管今天我们说什么谎话，
so to say
黑的、灰的、白的，只要是谎言，就不在真理的里面。
Today, whatever lies we tell, black, white, or gray, if it's lies, it's not in the truth.
我们记得魔鬼从起初就说谎，他也是说谎之人的父。
We remember Satan spoke of lies from the beginning. He's the father of all lies.
那这也告诉我们，我们要怎么样来敬拜神。
It tells us how do we worship God here.
敬拜神不是勉强的。当我们注重在神的性情上，注重在神的慈爱、神的公义、神的信实，我们就能够敬拜。
It's not compulsory. When we worship, we focus on God's love, His righteousness, His faithfulness.
所以保罗说，我在父面前屈膝。
So Paul said, I kneel before the Father.
那我想我们从这个天使的堕落身上可以学一些功课。
So I think we can learn a lesson from the fall of the angel.
我们很盼望我们有什么？我们很盼望祷告，我们常常盼望我们有智慧，是不是？
Many times we hope that as we pray that we have wisdom.
我们也常很盼望我们有恩赐，是不是？
We pray that we have gifts.
前几天我收到一个 email 从我老板来的，他email 那句话在我印象里很深。他 email 第一句话就是 handle with care.
And a few days ago, I received an email from my boss, and the very first phrase said, 要小心处理。
神的恩典，神给我们的祝福，我们一定要加上一个 handle with care.
The grace of God and the blessing of God, we need to add that phrase.
在天使长身上，我们就学一个很重的功课。神给了他那么多，那么多的美丽，那么多的智慧，但是当他用这些来服侍他自己的时候， 他就堕落了。
We need to learn the lesson from the archangel. God had given him so many blessings, so many wisdom, and yet he fell.
所以《生命记》第八章，这是我们在十年前买、九年前买房子的时候神给我们的话。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8, this is a verse that God given us when we bought the house 8 years ago.
生命记第八章第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 10。
这是神带以色列人进迦南美地的时候给他们的警戒。
This is a warning God gave the Israelites when they entered the land of Canaan.
神说你吃得饱足就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
Says, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you.
你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe His commands, His laws, His decrees that I am giving you this day.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。
Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, and you build the fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们许多的恩典，今天这些恩典我们要把它放在哪里？
Brother and sister, God gave us a lot of blessing today. Where are we putting this blessing?
我们要让这些恩典来为谁所用？
What will these blessings to be used for?
那当我们把眼睛放在我们自己身上，这是非常危险和可怕的。
So when we focus our eyes on our own life, this is very terrifying.
这是神祝福的危机，我们要小心。
This is the danger in the blessing of God. We need to be careful.
那魔鬼当他要高抬自己的时候，
So when Satan wants to raise himself up,
结果神说，然而你必堕落阴间，到坑中极深之处。
And then he said, but you'll be brought down to the grave, to the depth of the pit.
一个骄傲的人是愚昧的人，他本来充满了智慧，但是当他骄傲的时候，他就因着智慧而败坏。
A proud person is foolish because when he have all these blessing, then he become proud and he will be corrupted.
骄傲的人要跌倒。
The proud people will fall.
所以这里说他要跌到阴间。
So he will fall into the grave.
这个我们怎么样能够免我们的脚不要跌倒，不要被绊倒？
So how do we keep ourselves from stumbling and fall?
我们的心态要低微才行。
We need to humble in our heart.
然后骄傲的人是落在黑暗里的人。
The proud people are in darkness.
因为天使长就是这样。
Because the archangels is like that.
他本来是明亮之星，但是后来他成了黑暗之子。
He was the morning star, bright morning star, then he became the son of darkness.
所以当我们心里骄傲，看着我们自己的时候，我们与神的交通就会断绝。
So when we are proud that we only focus on ourselves, then we lost fellowship with God.
神就没有办法来向我们说话。
And God cannot speak to us anymore.
这是神所定的律。
This is the law that God has set.
所以箴言十二章十五节说，愚妄人所行的，在他自己眼中看为正直。
So in Proverbs it says that those who are foolish and the things he see as being righteous.
唯有智慧人肯听劝教。
But only the wise will listen to advice.
我们来看一看，那我们要怎么样脱离这一个？我们来看另外一段圣经。
We want to see how we can avoid this, and we will look at a different passage.
那这两段，腓立比书跟前面的以赛亚书这两段，如果你把它放在一起的话，是很有教训的。
This passage from Philippians and the other passage from Isaiah, if you put it together, there's a lot of lesson we can learn.
我们时间的关系，我们就好不好就读当中刚刚说到天使长的五个我要。 这里告诉我们神儿子的七个降杯。
And earlier, for time's sake, earlier we talked about Satan have say five I will, but now we're going to look at seven humbleness of Christ.
我只是把这个动词，把七个动词跟它用红色标出来。
I use the red to point out the verb in here.
好不好？我们一起就念这其中的这一段。
Okay, we just read the passage in the middle here.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以，我们的主他不以，
First he did not count himself，
他虚己，他把他自己倒空。
And then he emptied himself.
他取了，魔鬼是要取那一个至高的位置，但是神的儿子取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And he's taking up the form of a servant, and Satan was taking up a form of the high throne, but Christ did the opposite.
他卑微。
And he was humble.
他顺服。
And he was obedient.
他死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
所以他的路是一条不同的路，他的结局是一个截然不同的结局。
His way is different and then the result is also different.
仇敌被降卑，仇敌被摔倒，但是我们的主神使他高升。
The enemy was thrown down but God exalted Christ up.
这是我们实在是我们常常需要的话。
And this is the word we need often.
无论是在家庭的生活，无论是在工作的这个服侍，或者是在教会的侍奉，我们当以基督的心为心，当以基督的思想为思想。
Regardless if it's at workplace, at home, or at church, we need to have the heart of Christ as our heart.
那怎么样我们能够谦卑蒙保守？我想有一个就是我们常常思想主所走的路。
How can we humble ourselves in being preserved by God? I think there's a way we need to ponder on.
其实每一次擘饼的时候，我们就是在思想耶稣，思想耶稣所走的道路。我们也愿意，虽然很多时候我们走不上去，但是主爱如果吸引我们的话，我们也愿意走在这一条路上。
And we can meditate every time we come to the communion table that even though sometimes it's hard for us to get on the cross, but then if we have a willing heart to do that, that'll be good.
我们就能够蒙保守，我们就能够看见神的荣耀。
Then we will be preserved and we will see the glory of God.
所以这是第一个我。
So this is the first I.
那第二个，我想下面我们就要稍微快一点，我们翻译一下创世纪第三章。
The second one, I think we need to hurry up a little bit. We can turn to Genesis chapter 3.
这个我最古老的故事发生在天使长身上。
The oldest story of I happened in the archangel.
然后创世纪第三章就告诉我们这一个天使长怎么样，也是借着这一个我就来诱惑我们的始祖。
And similarly, this this eye of the archangel here is tempting this servant here.
创世纪第三章，我们就念几节，第四节到第九节。
We'll read Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 to 9.
大家一起来念好不好
？Okay, read it together.
蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了。”
And you be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to eyes, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it.
Then the eyes of both of them were opened. They realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. 天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？这个第二个故事大家有没有读到？我
The second story, did you read about the I here?
没有读到哈，但是这里有一个你。
But there's a you here.
第五节。
In verse 5.
你便如神知道善恶。
You will be like God, knowing good and evil.
这是蛇的谎言，你便像神一样。
This is a lie from the serpent. You will be like God.
那现在你知道这句话是撒旦的心声，魔鬼的心声。
Now you know that this is the heart of the Satan.
魔鬼的毒就是他想要像神一样。
And his poison is he want to be like God.
所以当他来引诱人的时候，他就把这个毒种在人的里头。
So when he wants to tempt people, he will use this poison to plant on the man.
那我们要注意的就是当时的人，夏娃跟亚当，他们是中性的，他们并还没有在罪的罪还没有进入到他们的里头，但是他们也还没有吃生命树的果子。
At the time, we need to look at Adam and Eve, and they are neutral. At the time, they have not sinned, they have not eaten the fruit yet.
所以中性的人尚且容易受试探，何况我们今天毒已经在我们的里头。
So the neutral person is can be easily tempted. Even more so, we already have the poison in us.
那在我们读一下第六节，在这个女人看，她看那个树的果子是什么呢？是食物，是喜乐 ，pleasure， 是智慧 ，wisdom。
If we look at from verse 6, the woman saw this fruit as what? As food, as pleasure, and as wisdom.
但是我问一个问题，在神看这个果子是什么？
But let me ask the question, what does God see this fruit as?
神看这个果子是什么？
What does God see this fruit as?
神说你吃的日子必定死，所以在神眼里这是死亡。
So God said, the day you eat of it, you will die. So to God, this is death.
但是在人的眼里，它是满足，它是快乐，它是智慧。
But to man, this is satisfaction, this is pleasure, and this is wisdom.
今天我们的眼光是哪一种的眼光？
So what kind, what is our perspective to this today?
大家都听过抓猴子的故事啊。
Have you heard the story of grabbing up the 猴子
monkey
okay
那抓猴子这个各地好像都有这样的说法，我知道在南洋他们就是用椰子。
And there's things like that saying in the Southeast Asia they use the coconut.
那他把那个椰子绑在那里，然后就把顶上跟它切掉挖空，然后里面就放那个口啊就不能太大，要刚刚好猴子的手可以伸进去，然后就在里面放花生啊或者是放米啊，然后人那个抓猴子的人就跑开。
And this coconut they will cut out the top and it's not going to be very big. They put all these fruits and nuts inside the coconut and then they will walk away wait for the monkey.
那如果猴子来，聪明的猴子，这个灵活的猴子跑来，他看见那个，他怎么样？他手就会下去。
And the smart monkey will come, and then when he see the coconut, and he will put the hands into it.
他进去可以进去啊，要出来也可以出来。但是他进去以后，他如果抓了一把东西的时候，他的手就拉不出来了。
He can put his hands in, and he can pull it out. But if he put his hands in and hold on to a lot of things, then he cannot pull it out.
所以在猴子看。这个 coconut 是里面是什么？是花生，是米。
So to the monkey, inside there's the nuts and the rice.
但是在这个猎人看，这个椰子，这是一个陷阱，这是死亡。
But to the man, this coconut is a trap, it's death.
我想这就是这里的故事。
I think this is what this story is saying.
今天在这个世界上有许多的花生米。
And in this world, there's a lot of nuts and rice.
有许多好做食物，悦人眼目，且是可喜爱的东西。
A lot of things that are pleasing to our eyes and give us pleasure.
我不知道你一天在 internet 上待多少时间。
I don't know how much time you spend on the internet every day.
我不知道你一天花多少时间在电视的面前。
I don't know how much time you spend on the TV every day.
我不知道你一天读的书读些什么书。
I don't know how much time you spend on reading what kind of books.
我们是在吃分别善恶树的果子呢，我们还是在吃生命树的果子？
Are we eating the fruits from the good of the tree of good of evil, or eating from the tree of life?
魔鬼没有那么傻，他不会get in your face， 他不会直直的来说我是魔鬼，你来跟我叛逆吧。
Satan is not foolish. He will not just come straight to you and say, "I am Satan. Let's rebel together."
魔鬼一眼能够看透我们里面的 the weakest link， 我们里面那个最弱的地方。
And Satan can see what is the weakest link we have.
What's the weakest link in us?
我们里面最弱的是什么？
就是我们的己。
That is ourself.
那我想这是 negative 的，告诉我们说我们人是怎么堕落的。
And this is negative, telling us how the fall of man occurred.
那我们要问教训在哪里？
So what is the lesson here?
如果我们看第二章第九节，创世纪第二章第九节。
We read from Genesis chapter 2 verse
9. 他说：耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目。其上的果子好做食物，园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden was the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
原来在园子当中不是只有一棵树，而是有两棵。
In the middle of the garden is not just one tree, there are two.
人吃错了，人吃了那一棵分别善恶的树。
Man ate the wrong one, ate the tree from the knowledge of good and evil.
但是神要人吃的乃是生命树。
But God wants man to eat from the tree of life.
那什么叫做生命树？
So what is the tree of life?
我想很简单的说，我们的心，人被创造就是为着神而创造的。在我们里面，你可以把什么东西都填进去。但是我们不会得到真正的满足。
God, we are created by God for the purpose of God. You can put anything, all kind of things in there, but we will not get satisfaction.
真正我们能够满足的，真正能够叫我们得满足，叫我们能够得喜悦，叫我们能够得智慧的，是生命树的果子。
What can really satisfy us and pleasing to us and give us wisdom is that tree of life.
所以我们怎么样舍己？
So how can we deny ourselves?
换句话说，我们要拣选生命，像摩西告诉以色列人。
In other words, we need to choose life, just like Moses told the Israelites.
摩西说：“我呼天唤地，向你们做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你们的面前。”
And Moses said, "I have tried in every way to testify to you, and I give you my life before you."
你们要拣选生命，神就是你们的生命。
You are to choose life, and God is your life.
那有一阵，有一句话常常在我心里面。
In a period of time, there's this sentence that's still in my heart.
其实我起初那一阵子心里面有一个感觉啊，就是每一天总是盼望能够得到一点主的话，我说的是活的话，在我生命的里面。
At that period of time, I really want to receive some living word from God during that time.
结果感谢神，那一阵我就读到箴言八章三十四节。
And at that time, thank God that I read to Proverbs chapter 8.
很摸到我，他说：“听从我，日日在我门口仰望，在我门框旁边等候的那人，变为有福。”
It's said that those who are listening to my in the gate of my house, and he will be blessed.
我们有没有天天在神的门口仰望，在神的门框旁边等候？
Are we waiting at the gate, at the door daily before the Lord?
等候什么呢？不是，我前一阵在找工作，不是只是等候工作而已。
What are we waiting for? At the time I was looking for a job, but it's not only just for a job.
等候什么呢？我想林弟兄给我们一个很好的榜样，不是只是等候医治。
And what are we waiting for? I think Brother Lin gave us a good example. It's not just waiting for the healing.
弟兄在他面前摆的就是圣经，摆的就是书，摆的就是录音机。
And our brother just in front of him, he kept the Bible, the recorder, and the books.
不管我们在什么情况，我们有工作也好，没有工作也好，我们健康也好，疾病也好，神说听从我，日日在我门口仰望，在我门框旁边等候的那人变为有福。
Regardless if we have job or not, regardless if we are healthy or not, if we are just waiting at the gates at the entrance, those will be blessed.
主耶稣来不是只叫我们舍己，他来要我们跟从他。
God, our Lord came not just that we deny ourselves, but also to follow him.
这是我想这是第二点。
So that's the second point.
第三点，我们很快。
And the third point, quickly.
读一下罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
那我们看了魔鬼的起源，我们看了人的堕落。那我们说人得救以后怎么办？怎么样呢？
We've seen the beginning of Satan and then the fall of man. Then after that, what are we supposed to do?
那我想大概我们只能读一下，我们有个印象就好了。
And we just briefly need to have some impression of this passage.
罗马书第七章，我们从十三节读到二十五节。
We'll read from chapter 7, verse 13 to 25.
我们也是一起念就可以。
Let's read it together.
既然如此，那良善的是叫我死吗？断乎不是。叫我死的乃是罪，但罪借着那良善的叫我死，就显出真是罪，叫罪因着诫命更显出是恶极了。我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承律法是善的。即使这样，就不是我所做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道在我里头就是肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。那请问这个基督徒是好基督徒还是不好的基督徒？
So let me ask, is this a good Christian or not a good Christian?
这个基督徒是好的还是不好的？
Is he good or is he bad?
我想当然是好的。
I think he's a good Christian.
为什么呢？
Why?
不好的话不会有这个感觉的。
If you're not a good Christian, you won't have that kind of feeling.
我们在犯罪的里面，我们仍然不觉得犯罪，我们不想得胜。
If you're sinning and then we are remaining in sin and we don't want victory,
但是你在这里，刚刚我们一分钟、两分钟读过，你的印象是什么
？So what is your impression just reading it through?
那你是不是心里说阿门
？Are you saying amen?
这里最多的这个字就是什么
？What is the word that you see most here?
最多的字是什么
？What is the word that you see most?
就是我。
I.
有多少个我？大家可以回去数一下。
对 ，You can count how many I was in this passage.
如果我们只是在我的里面
，If we are remaining just in the I,
this is the best we can do. 这是我们所能做的最好的。
And that's the best we can do.
在我的里面不会有得胜，最多只有挣扎。
There will be no victory in the eye, there's only conflict.
那我想这很不容易明白。我在刚刚信主的时候一直在问说这个人怎么样能够成圣。我读了许多书说到是靠着主，我心里面就觉得空空的，因为我没有那一个经历。
This is very hard to understand, especially when I first become a Christian. I read a lot of book about how to overcome this struggle, and they said do it in the Lord is like very empty to me.
那我就当时就会想，这是不是一个什么样的公式？我怎么样说一种的话，那我就得胜了。
And I was thinking maybe there's a formula I can speak certain things, then we'll have victory.
但是慢慢我发现
，But slowly I find out.
的的确确，如果我们自己想要得胜的话，我们只能停在罗马书7:24。
So if we want to have victory on our own, we will just stop at verse 24 only.
所以这是一个事实，就是不但这个己使天使堕落，不但这个己引诱人败坏，而且这个己今天在信主的信徒身上。如果我们仍然是注重自己靠着自己的话，我们依然是失败，依然是反复，依然是灰心。
This is a fact that this self not only caused Satan to fall and man to fall, and today in these days if we stay at the eye, we will only have will not have victory here.
所以罗马书第五章那里很好啊，刚刚信主的时候我们欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
So Romans 5 is very good. It says after we believe in Christ, that we joyfully hoping for the glory of God.
可是每一个真正重生信主的人，一定会从信主以后的欢欢喜喜，进入到罗马书第七章的这个愁苦挣扎的里面。
But a true believer, a true Christian, and after joyfully receiving the Lord, he will experience this chapter 7 where there's struggle.
那到那里很多时候我们就像少年观一样忧忧愁愁的就走了，我们就觉得神就是这样子的，神没有办法真正改变我的生命。
And we may be like that rich officer who will sadly go away, that this is it, God cannot change my life.
但是若是我们真的向主有心，我们不甘心的时候，像保罗，主他到最后失败的目的，神是要让我们发出24节的祷告。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
But if we really have the heart of God and not give up, then we will come to the prayer in verse 24. What a wretched man I am, who can rescue me from this body of death?
当我们对自己失望、绝望、放弃的时候，然后我们对神仍然有心，求主来拯救我们，神才能够把我们带进罗马书第八章。
If we can lose hope of our own self, and then we turn our hope to Christ, then God can bring us to chapter 8 and on.
他说：“感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。”
He said, "Thanks be to the God through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can escape."
我给大家做一个小小的见证。
I want to give you a very short testimony.
这个就发生在一两个月以前。
This happened about 1 or 2 months ago.
我家里有 dish network.
I have a dish network at home.
然后他们有一个 DVR 是可以录的。
And there's this DVR you can record things on.
那我不晓得有一次我大概是这个 timer 设错了。
So one time I set the timer wrong.
所以后来有一次我打开 DVR 的时候，我就发现有一串的。这个 show 录的名字叫 Alias.
And then I turned it on and watched it and said there's a series of show called Alias.
我就想我 delete 之前去看看是什么。
So I just want to watch it before I delete it.
我一看了我就被粘上了。
And then I was hooked onto it once I watched it.
因为我很喜欢这种 intelligence, 这个它是讲好像恐怖的这个情报的这一些。而且是个连续剧，很长了，它好多 season。
And I was because I loved watching this intelligence and terrifying thing.
那它是
series very long.
它是礼拜三半夜里面，大概11点到早上大概4点。
It's every Wednesday from 11 to 3.
一路就是4次还是5次?
So once I record, it's about 4 or 5 times.
那我看看很好看啊，所以以后每一个礼拜我就养成个习惯，到礼拜四的时候我就去把昨天晚上的那个Alias看过。
So it become a habit that to me that every Thursday I will watch those Alias I have recorded.
起初说实话还没有什么感觉，但是看了几个礼拜以后，心里就开始有一点感觉了。
And in the beginning, I don't have any feeling, emotion. But then later on, then I something come to me.
特别越是到主面前，我越觉得这个在浪费时间。
And especially every time I come to the Lord, I felt like that's a waste of time.
但是人很狡诈，我有这个属灵的知识，我觉得这个事情不能祷告，一祷告就没有得看了。
So man is very wicked. I know that I cannot pray about this. If I do, then I won't be able to watch it anymore.
那反正一个礼拜只有一次。
So it's only once a week.
只看完以后，我就跟主说我忘记了。
And after I watch it, I said I forget about it.
主你也不要来bother我。
And said, God, you don't need to bother me on this.
所以我想，如果我单纯一点的话，我是刚刚信主的时候，我想可能我就会在罗马书第七章，我就会在那里。
If I'm more simple, you know, when I first believe, I probably will stay in that Romans 7. I will argue with God about this.
那有一次我心里面有点感动，我就去把那次是过了礼拜三，我就去把礼拜三录的把它delete掉。
So one time I was moved that it was after Wednesday, and I just went there and delete what I have recorded.
但是我没有把那个 timer delete 掉。
But I did not delete the timer to record it.
所以到第二个礼拜，你知道这个得胜不容易维持。第二个礼拜我又回去看了。So
on the second weekend, then the victory is not easy to be kept. So I went back to watch.
当然，我可以跟神 argue. 我说神啊，这个又不是什么坏的东西。I
can argue with God. This is not something bad.
有时候也实在很累了，我也想这个 relax 一下。Sometimes
I'm tired. I want to relax a little bit.
但是。 到有一次，我想主的爱在我里面感动，让我觉得满足，我就把那个 timer delete 掉了。And
one time God moved me, and God to move me to go ahead and delete that timer.
那世界上的人说， God helps those who help themselves.
The world said, 神帮助那些他愿意被帮助的。
I don't think so. 我相信神带领那些, God leads those who deny themselves.
And 我想神是带领那些愿意去, 舍己的人。
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his words.